It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
For the last several months, Dave and I have been committed to saving you and your family money so you can get $1,000 in your emergency $1,000 savings account. So in the next segment, if you aren't a cord cutter, I'm going to guess you probably will be in about the next 9 minutes.
Maybe. Maybe.
Joining Team Dave.
I love cord cutting. I've been a cord cutter for a long, long time. And really, it was because my cable bill or my satellite bill was so debilitating. It was so expensive. I could not believe every month how it would grow and get expensive. And then year to year after the sweetheart introductory deal went bye-bye, very expensive. So I cut a cord probably 15 years ago.
Wow. You've been a cord cutter a long time, as long as at least one of your kids has been alive.
Yeah, I was a
They've
cord
never
cutter.
Known cable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was a cord cutter before it was cool. Now everybody's like, I am a cord cutter. Like, welcome to the bandwagon.
I've joined Team Dave twice.
You left me for a little while.
I cut the cord and then I went back to DirecTV. And then I cut it again early. In fact, it cost me to get out of it. But I was glad to be out of it because it was $140 a month. $140 a month, and I watched one 30-minute show a month. It wasn't, you know, it was just too much money for what I was getting out of it. There's a new Consumer Report analysis that came out, found a gap between what's advertised by cable companies and what you might pay. Or what you're paying might be a lot bigger than you think. So let me give you an example, Dave, see how you feel about this. The cable industry makes, on average, around $450 per customer a year from company-imposed fees. That's according to the new Consumer Report analysis that was just done. $450 a year.
And that is our life, right? Every bill we get, you see a fee pop up, and you're like, where did that come from? I don't even know what that means or what that does. Yeah. Fees are a great way to add a little extra income.
Generating $28 billion annually in just those fees alone. And the reason Consumer Reports was able to come up with this is they combed through and analyzed, looked over lots and lots and lots of cable bills. So the question is, how do these companies do this? Well, they impose a surcharge of almost 25%. On the price that they advertise. So we're talking about cable companies, and the price you see may be a lot less on the advertisement than what you end up paying once the bill arrives.
Yeah, and you can fight. Holy cow, trying to get fees waived is basically trying to cure cancer. It's almost impossible. It is so difficult. You have these conversations on the phone with technical support. They've transferred you 12 different times. It's eaten up an hour of your day. And then they ultimately say, oh, yeah, no, we can't do that. That's state law. Well, you have no idea if it's state law or not, where it's going to. You just, they have it down to a science. They deal with these phone calls all day, every day. They will wear you down.
Here's an example of the base package prices versus the average monthly bill. Base package price, about $157. What? The average monthly cable bill actually works out to be about $217. Talking about a new Consumer Reports report that's out. Company imposed fees account for about $37 a month. And then you've got the government fees and taxes, $13. Premium services were $9. Miscellaneous fees were $1. And that stamp, I don't know how much that stamp costs, but I think it's a darn near 40 cents.
First of all, what kind of packages are you guys using where it's $217 a month? If that's on average, that is shocking. Mine was never that large, not even close.
Dave had an interesting twist in the break. during the commercial break on all of this that actually you may be paying a lot more even though you think you're saving money as a cord cutter.
Yeah, this is something, again, I've taken great pride and I've walked around with my chest puffed out for years. Like, oh, you're still on cable or dish. How silly. No, and then I start breaking down the numbers for myself. And it's not quite the savings that you think it is.
Okay.
Of course it's a savings. It's not $217 a month, but don't forget that if it weren't for streaming services and watching video like we do, you wouldn't need the high-speed internet. So you're paying a premium because you cannot live without high-speed internet, right? If you didn't have videos to watch, then you could have a much slower internet. So you need the high-speed internet, the high-speed router. You're purchasing seasons on Prime or Apple TV, $40 a pop. Every time you buy an Apple TV, that's $200. You need to have a smart TV, which is more expensive than the regular ones. You have a Netflix account, a Hulu account, a Prime account, everything at $10 a pop. So you're narrowing it down a little bit, but you're getting nickel and dime to death, folks.
And Dave's not the only one that's saying this. Take a listen.
According to Fortune magazine, the average cable bill rose to over $103 in 2016. And that's about $1,200 a year for simply watching television. Now, the mistake that many people are making, that's what I want to talk to you about today, is that they sign up for too many streaming services, and then it ends up costing more than their cable bill. So, like, for example, Netflix is $108 a year. Hulu is $96 a year. Amazon Prime Video, another $100 a year. Sling TV with the add-on content.
Blah, 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 blah. That's exactly what you're saying, Dave.
Exactly what I'm talking about. And because you have to make sure that it's available to 12 different people, right? Because you've given out your Wi-Fi password to your friends and your friends' kids.
Illegal.
So, well, if you're sharing the bandwidth, right, you're just sharing your Wi-Fi, but they're going to be on it. They're sending tweets and videos and Instagrams. All these things require bandwidth, and it's just going to become more and more crucial that we have fast internet. Well, we've already tapped out on our high-speed internet, Debbie. That's why we're hearing all of these fiber optic companies coming into your city and trying to say, listen, you've already maxed out your current high speed in your city. You have got to increase the ability to go fast, which is fiber optics. That is the next fastest technology, and you're going to start seeing it in every one of your cities. If you're not seeing it yet, trust me, you're going to see it any minute.
Talking about a recent report by Consumer Reports that shows we're paying on average about $450 a year in additional fees on top of our regular cable service. So if you feel like you've been duped by the advertised price, you really haven't been duped. You just probably haven't looked at the really super fine print that you can't read without my reading glasses that says there's additional fees. The cable company charges an additional fee. The government has an additional tax, and on and on and on. So how do you protect yourself from all this? Well, you've just got to cut the cord. That's the only answer. Like Dave and I have. Hey, cops are on the lookout for a couple of bandits who swept through some neighborhoods this weekend, Dave, stealing lots of mail from lots of mailboxes. We've got an update from one of the neighbors who caught it all on surveillance camera. She's going to join us live. And the cops, hey, have they caught the bandits yet?
It's 11:28. Stick around. But first, news, traffic, and weather.
You're right on the money with Dave and Dujanovic.